with this KLEM Sports Update for this Monday, March 16th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Verstegg. Well, let's recap the weekend that was in the sports world, starting with the conclusion of the high school basketball season in the great state of Iowa, with the four state championship games that were played on Friday in Des Moines in boys basketball. We'll start in Class 1A, where the St. Edmund Gales claimed the Class 1A title, defeating Marquette Catholic, who eliminated MMCRU on Thursday. That final score was 54-42, giving St. Edmund the Class 1A title. After the Class 1A state championship game, it was announced by the Iowa High School Athletic Association that MMCRU senior Camden Bork was one of just five players that was named to the Class 1A all-tournament team for his effort on the floor in the two games for MMCRU at the state tournament. Bork averaged 17 points, 7 rebounds, and an assist a game as MMCRU, of course, historic season for them, making their first ever boys state basketball tournament appearance and winning their first ever game at the state tournament with their quarterfinal victory over Boyden Hall on Tuesday. And once again, senior Camden Bork earning all-tournament team honors for MMCRU boys basketball this past week at the state tournament. Also on Friday, Class 2A state title. It's coming to Northwest Iowa. Once again, it's become a recurring theme in Class 2A. Unity Christian defeated Kemper Catholic by a score of 67-64, and the Unity Christian Knights claimed their first state title since 2005, fifth overall. In Class 3A, the state championship goes the way of the top-seeded Ballard Bombers as they defeated ADM by a score of 43-39. That game in overtime. Worth noting, since the development of a Class 3A in boys basketball, it is the lowest scoring 3A state championship game, even with the overtime moniker to it. The previous lowest scoring Class 3A championship game, well, that would be the 2015 state championship, where Lamar's finished runner-up to Wallard Catholic. So a little bit of connection there to the Class 3A championship game from Friday. Then finally, the Class 4A boys state basketball championship game went the way of Cedar Falls as they defeated Johnston 56-48, and the Tigers polished off a perfect undefeated championship season in Class 4A boys basketball. Of course, those scores, they can be found on our website. That's KLEM1410.com. Now, we bridged the winter and spring seasons just a little bit on Friday as the Iowa Track Coaches Association indoor championships were taking place at Iowa State University. The Akron Westfield girls track and field team had just a handful of events that were taking place, but they were able to get one that resulted in some team scoring. That was in the high jump as Kaberly Fairbanks for Akron Westfield. She finished seventh in Class 1A with a jump of 4 feet 11 inches, and that gave the Westerners two team points, their only team points. They finished tied for 37th of the Class 1A standings in Ames. The other top finishes, they mainly came in the 200 meter dash. That's where Avery Gaswin finished 16th with a time of 28.46 seconds. And Tess Frericks finished 21st with a time of 29.24 seconds. We've got a link to those individual results for Akron Westfield girls track and field from the Iowa Track Coaches Association Indoor Championships in Ames on Friday. You can check those out on our website at KLEM1410.com. Well, we'll go from basketball to track and back to basketball as this past weekend, it was the opening round of the NAIA Women's and Men's Basketball National Tournaments. Some big matchups for some of our local teams in Northwest Iowa. On the women's side, the two-time defending national champion, Dort University Defenders, well, they were able to move on in the national tournament as they ended up defeating Simpson in a big way, 120-47. Kingsley Pearson alum Mackenzie Goodwin had 9 points and 4 rebounds in the opening round victory. The Northwestern College Red Raiders, they tried to pull off an upset over the third seed, Tennessee Southern, but Northwestern comes up 3 points short, 82-70. And Briarcliff, the 10 seed, sees their season end at the hands of the College of Idaho in Fort Wayne, Indiana, by a score of 71-63. On the men's side of the opening round from Friday, it was Northwestern College moving on in Orange City as they defeated Taylor University from Indiana 100-63. The Morningside University men, well, they came up just a bit shy in the opening round. They fell to Texas Wesleyan in Shreveport, Louisiana by a score of 83-71. That concludes an outstanding basketball career for Lamar's Community alum Caleb Dreckman. He had 7 points, 7 rebounds, an assist, and a steal in his final basketball game of his career. Well, of course, with Northwestern men and Dort women moving on, they had another game on Saturday. The scores there, the Dort women, they handled Rocky Mountain College from Montana 85-54. And so Dort advances to the final site of the women's tournament, which of course is not too far in Sioux City. They will play Thursday night at 6 o'clock against Mid-America Nazarene of Olathe, Kansas. In the men's tournament, Northwestern was able to move on to Kansas City with an 80-62 win over the College of Idaho, and the Red Raiders will match up with Freed Hardeman University out of Tennessee. That is in the round of 16 in Kansas City with a tip time set for 5 o'clock on Thursday evening. Congratulations to the Dort women and the Northwestern men on moving on into the second round, or in the final site, excuse me, the third round of the NAIA National Tournaments. Well, of course, contrary to, well, what the weather did this past weekend, we are fully into the spring seasons for the athletic calendar in our listening area. And that, of course, leads to a ton of first days of practice for some of our golfers, potentially, tennis athletes, soccer players, all that kind of fun stuff as well. But track and field runners and throwers, they've been practicing, and some have been competing already. We told you about that from Friday with the Akron Westfield girls. And on the schedule for today, we see Galen Catholic and MMCRU track and field. They are scheduled to head up to Sioux Center for an indoor meet hosted by Dort University. So, of course, the only hurdle there is as long as they can get to Sioux Center and compete in that indoor track meet. Again, that's Galen Catholic and MMCRU, both of them set to open their track and field seasons today in Sioux Center. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports for up-to-date sports news and notes. Well, this has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.